just rip it up and put it in the wagon and throw it up in the barn, pack it in there, mm-hmm. and stay in there. Let's see, we didn't know about no hay building along it, like them days. We didn't know about mm-hmm. no building hay. We just cut it and pack it, stack it. Yeah. Whatever we wanted to do, to stack it or bale it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a hay, put it in the barn or either. Mm-hmm. Put it on the pole. That's the only way you know we kept it that, like that.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that? Say you rake it up in a little pile, and then you take your pitchfork and throw it onto the wagon. What do you call that? That amount that, you know, you get up with your pitchfork?
Well, I don't know what you call it. We just always did it. Just, I don't know what you call it, but we just always mm-hmm. make a little pile and we leave it like that, where we pick it up easy with a pitchfork mm-hmm. and put it on the wagon and hold it up.
Do you ever hear of heap or shock or?
Yeah, the shock. Heap. Make a heap where you pick it up.
Did you use those words?
Yeah, we use that word. Heap. Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Where would you milk the cows if you didn't milk them in the barn?
Well, they would be on out in the, you know, in the lot. They'd be out half month of barns, so we would milk them on outside sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the lot exactly?
That's lot, you know, what you make. What's your lot? Now, like you got a barn, you got it fenced in. Uh-huh. In a big yard, fenced in. Then. Well, you can turn them out of the barn, it'd be in the lot, but it still it won't be loose. Uh-huh. And you just call that your lot. Mm-hmm. What you keep your stuff in. Mules and cows and horses, all in.
Where do you turn them out to graze then?
Well, you turn them out on the outside, let them graze. You know.
What do you call that?
Pasture. Uh-huh. Turn them into pasture. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a little small fenced in place in the pasture where you'd maybe keep the cows overnight and
sure.
then milk them?
That's right, yes, right. That is. That's right, sure did.
What did you call that place?
I just called it a cow pen. That's what we call it then, uh-huh. cow pen.
What time? Yeah. What other animals did you have besides cows?
We didn't have horses and mules. Mm, that's about all we had. I had hogs like that, since we had hogs.
Where did you keep them?
We kept them in a hog. We had a yard, a pen made for them. The pasture made for the hog. We kept them in the mm-hmm. hog in the pen.
What was the pen like? Did it have a shelter to it, or?
Some part of it had a shelter, enough shelter where you could get under it when uh-huh. it was raining. Mm-hmm. When it was cool, well, mm-hmm. had a shelter to it.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
Well, they kept it in the house, and they get a tub. Uh-huh. And put some water in it, you have no ice. And kept cool water in it, you know, keep that water in that tub and in the churn, sitting in the water. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you could keep it. Like you churn your milk, you know, what we call churning. Mm-hmm. Why well, else you churn, well, you know, it soon would spoil if you didn't keep it cool. Mm-hmm. That's where they kept it, in a tub of water.
Yeah.
That's just the way they did.
Do you remember anything near a stream, or near a spring, where people would keep milk or?
Well, water? I heard it. That's right, I heard it. We had a spring. I said. Uh huh. My mother put her milk in the stream where the water spring had a spring where it runs mm-hmm. clear water, pretty cool water. She kept it sitting in there. As long as she could, and at night, she picked it up and bring it in and put it in the tub of water. Uh-huh.